Walker Fire Protection Association June board meeting.
There you go. All right.
The magic of these stupid telephones.
Do we have paperwork?
It's on my phone.
Does each of us have our own passcode?
Yeah, you're talking about for the recording, for this recording, yeah, there's an access code to be able to get in and recover. Yeah, yeah, we got to figure out what's going on.
No more user
names.
Okay.
All right, so we'll have to speak up if, this picks it up very well. I did this once before and does fine. So we need to, we started about 9:18, but based on the technical difficulties. You have a agenda that you had been, has been distributed after it was corrected because the person who drew up the agenda had made a drastic mistake in there.
It's a nice looking agenda. In fact, I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda.
So,
I'll second.
John O. moves. The peanut gallery doesn't speak.
And who seconded it?
Terry Piskey seconds.
Terry.
Any discussion about the agenda? All in favor of approving the agenda as permitted presented, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed unanimously. PU. We have a new board, as we do every year. Unfortunately, all of us are still here except one. And so
one got out.
No, we enjoy our duties here on the board. So we welcome Ed Antonowitz, right?
Yes.
To the board as the new secretary. And otherwise we have John Owenessian as vice president, Terry Piskey board member, Dan Doherty board member, Steve McIntosh as treasurer, Roger Nussbaum as the board member with no voice. Oh, no vote. That's a voice,
oh, yeah,
but
that's
no
true.
Voice, but no vote.
Good distinction.
And then yours truly, Bill Lothridge, as president.
And Rudy.
And Rudy, who happens to be not here today.
Board member.
Rudy Erdman as board member. So we have a quorum. Public comments. Anybody have anything to say to the board? Hearing none. Okay, we had our annual report, annual meeting. Things went well. We had a quorum. I don't know, we had about 120 people, I think, is what the count was. We didn't count ballots. How many?
118.
118, mm-hmm. So that's close to 120. Mm-hmm. All right. So, we're rocking along. The agenda has some items that we have to do for the annual meeting. It's a good board meeting, as I...
Quickest ever.
Pretty quick. Yeah. Pretty quick.
1 hour.
Yeah. Okay. In our executive session, we talked about the garbage and some other issues. One of the things is I would like to have had input from the attendees at the annual meeting. Just I don't want people to be afraid that they can't speak, and I hope that they will speak. We did have some private questions about some things afterwards, but that's fine too. And... But it is a public forum. It's a chance for everybody to come at the annual meeting and to at least broach some idea or something, some topic that they think it's necessary to do. Okay, we have also have, that's the president's report. They have a secretary's report. We have minutes provided by the former secretary, Russ Courtney. He has given them to us. And do I have a motion to dispense
like
with the reading of the minutes?
I'd like to make a motion at this time to dispense of the reading the minutes.
So John,
and accept them as posted.
John Owenessian moves to dispense with the reading.
Terry Piskey seconds.
Terry Piskey seconds. Any discussion about the minutes for the last board meeting, actually? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Russ, did you give us a the minutes for the annual meeting as well?
I did. I'm looking for a little bit of input from the board or anybody
okay.
Who's there. A couple
so
places that I
we,
need to know.
So we can table the annual meeting minutes until next month, and then Ed can present them in connection with Russ's input. So does the secretary have anything to say about his new position?
No.
Okay.
other than I wasn't sure I was really going to be the secretary. And now, and now here I am, but it'll be easy, and there you go.
Treasurer's report. Steve?
I have received nothing from Adam as far as the May results, and obviously a link to that is the end of the year wrap-up of our fiscal year. So it's just that time of year where it takes Adam a little bit longer to get the financials wrapped up for the month of May and then for the annual one. Same thing happened last year, so I am with nothing to share with you today.
In terms of finance information, financial information, right? And
in terms of financial information, right. The one comment that Adam gave me at the annual meeting, prior to the annual meeting, was that he did not see anything developing during the month of May that was going to be a deal breaker. Okay. Anyway, so.
So, if I understand it right, we were over budget in income and under budget in expenses.
That is correct.
And pretty much on budget. At the end of
April we were like within less than $1,000.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll table the treasurer's report for May until next month, if that's okay. Any objection to that?
No.
Fire chief's report.
4 medical calls. Training. We had cross training with Prescott National Forest Engine 930. The other training was foam operations. Huge turnout for both, as well, you know, in terms of the annual meeting. I was thrilled with the turnout of firefighters we got. Seeing a lot of blue shirts there, I think, is a good way for us to interact with the community. Personnel, severity patrol is underway for Ed's benefit. It's weekend manning of the station house during the fire season, give or take. Mm-hmm. Where we start and end, but it's essentially the fire season. Mm-hmm. We manned with one paramedic and one firefighter.
Is that the hours of that manning?
8 to 4. If it's a training day, 10 to 6.
Okay, thank you.
Also related to personnel, Scott Phillips and I represented Walker Fire at the United Animal Friends Woof Down Lunch on June 4th by manning the first aid booth. This is an annual function that they put on. My wife has, you know, made this her full-time vocation with United Animal Friends, and I think it's the county that owns the permitting process, and they required a first aid booth to be there this year. So Scott and I did that with our blue shirts on and all that.
Oh, cool.
Our 3 newest recruits are at different points in the red card process, but should/could be done soon, especially 2 of them are PAC tested, and there's like 3 or 4 different certificates that go with the basic wildland firefighter course, and they each have 2 or 3 of them done. It's like kind of waiting on one more to go, so they'll be red carded shortly, which brings our number up. We've been kind of stuck at 23, 24 for years. Mm. We're actually up to 27 now, so that's pretty cool. Fleet. So BLM Type 3, as noted, we investigated the Type 3 engine that BLM has for sale. Bottom line, and you know, this is my assessment, right idea, wrong truck. We don't need to look for this type of truck. The BLM situation sort of fell into our lap, and we explored it, and would consider asking the board, to pursue another one, again, that falls into our lap, which differs from contextually from proactively seeking one out. And I guess I would thank you guys for, you know, trusting my judgment to pursue it and realize that it wasn't the right truck for us. Chiefs Association, no report. Weather. The weather did push back fire restrictions. They're likely to be imposed starting the middle of next week. Actually, late yesterday, something from the Forest Service did go out saying they start on Wednesday at 8 a.m. And
is it level 1?
Well,
level 1 or type 1 or something?
Maybe, but that doesn't pertain to us. We fall under the county, and the county is binary. It's either restrictions or it isn't, and the county always goes along with the, you know, anyone who can impose them, they all meet, coordinate, go along together. Mm-hmm. So assuming that last night's rainstorm doesn't alter that, which I don't know yet, Wednesday at 8 a.m., and so I'll send Chris an email. I'm going to wait a little bit to make sure the Forest Service doesn't retract And then I'll have Chris send an email out to the community about the restrictions. Mm-hmm. For purposes of this room, basically there's no doing anything outside that involves a spark or flame. And then lastly, news from other departments, just a follow-up on Groom Creek. Last month we discussed the problems with Groom Creek Fire District. They posted an update subsequent to our meeting that seemed to tone down the urgency, noting positive comments from Jack Smith, County Board of Supervisors Jack Smith. On May 26th, the Courier posted an article that seemed to contradict the update and paint a very dire picture. Groom Creek, subsequent to that, posted a very positive update on June 8th about trying to, quote, waiting to hear back from a local bank about the possible conversion of our liability with the county into lease purchase debt that can be spread out over several years. So last I checked, which was Thursday, still waiting to hear. But so that is a fluid situation. And again, I think it's prudent that we be aware of it without drawing any conclusions. I'm doing my best to just report, you know, objective factual information. And
they're still looking at $275,000.
Okay, so that was the figure that was in the Courier,
right.
$275,000.
Yes.
I could swear their website initially had a slightly lower number, like $235,000.
Mm-hmm.
But every number I've seen, and it's like three or four of them, the big number is a two, and that's probably what's most important. And I think that's all I've got. Obviously, glad for any questions.
Roger, I think Scott Phillips included me in a distribution of something that looks like he may be out at the fire over there by Yarnell. Is that what what was that about?
So I'm not sure what email, but either way, he is the medical unit leader. It's a type 2 incident, and he was dispatched out as a medical unit leader.
Okay. And that's the same situation we had before. You know, you will be paid for his activities over there. He'll get paid through this, through our department.
I need to find that out. That what happened before, where he was in Alaska, they just don't do anything normal, apparently, compared to how everything else goes.
Okay.
There was no finance, I mean, without telling you more than you want to know, there kind of wasn't a finance section to the fires in Alaska. So this time there will be, so it is possible he'll be paid directly.
Okay.
If not, then it would be similar.
Okay.
But I think less work for us.
Less work, and then this time we will add the administrative costs, so it doesn't really necessarily have to come out of his proceeds, right? When you have to make a request back to state land or wherever it pays, and we can add that workers' comp.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that's
taxes.
Done through the finance section on the incident.
Yeah.
That would kind of be my expectation.
Okay. Right. Any chance to want one of your water tenders?
Short answer, no. I can expand on that, but the short answer is no.
Okay. Anybody else? Have a motion for
beautiful report. I'd like to make a motion to thank Roger for very nice, concise.
Thanking someone is actually emotional activity.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Yeah, somebody would have to second my thank you.
John is actually moved.
So we already have a motion to thank him for his report.
Well, I'll second that.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the report.
I did already.
Right.
Yeah, you need to second.
Oh, man, all in favor of thanking Roger for his report?
You're
going to make these minutes miserable.
Yeah,
I can say that.
All right.
So now Terry Piskey has moved to accept.
Snuck in. Man, I didn't
see. Do I have a second for that?
I'll second.
Just trying to keep you guys are having way too much fun. That's all I can
say. Well, we've got 28 minutes, so, you know.
Okay.
Can't have too much fun.
My battery is low anyway. Committee reports, Walker Day.
Sure. Moving forward.
That's enough, thanks.
Huh?
Thanks, that's
enough. That's it, okay, thanks. moving forward on Walker Day. You know, still looking for lots of hands. People to step up into this.
Can you put on your tiger glasses, please?
Yeah, my who?
Your tiger glasses.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got people finally started donating some stuff out here, but the problem is some of it's disappearing as well. So people are just, I mean, it's nice that it's going, but it should go through the cash register somehow, you know? Right.
So
we may have to point the camera there for a while before we go elsewhere with it. But now Walker Day is moving forward. That's it. If I need some help, I'll put it on the website and I'll ask for help. So.
Okay.
put the sign up saying, please do not remove any of the
signs. Or leave money. If
put a donation box.
There you go. That'll be the first thing.
The problem is they can't get to the little library.
Oh, that's true. Well, we're going to move all that stuff in after the meeting. Get as many hands
all
as we have.
All that stuff?
But anything that looks like it's sellable, we'll put it inside, close the door in case there's any more rain, and dumpster whatever we have to. And
all right. Old business. Well, I got you in here twice. Annual meeting, election of officers. I talked about that at the beginning. So we don't any other discussion about the annual meeting? Anybody have anything you want to talk about the annual meeting? Walker Day. We already had your input about that. The gazebo. I had a private question about the gazebo and licensing and from the county. Seemed like there was interest in the community about it. So we're going to do some research and see what there are, if there are any restrictions. And then if somebody wants to step forward and get this thing moving, this is something that the board is not going to do. This is something that has to come from the community, I believe, because it's not necessarily a function of us as a fire department. But it's something we would entertain, if I understand the sense of the board, that we would entertain it if there are controls about how it's going to be used and if it's not going to cause some problems.
And
is that a summary of basically where we are? Yeah.
Well said. And the only other thought I have is regarding liability. It's not a WFPA sanctioned property. It's adjacent. It's on our property.
Yeah.
But I would have to contact our insurance folks at VSIF and just say, if there's a liability issue, does it follow from the fire station?
Okay.
Because it's really not. It's not one of our things. It's more of a community entity at that point.
Okay, John, you mentioned insurance. I think this is a good time, maybe just add it now. VVIS insurance comes due about now, right?
Yes, September.
In September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be a good time for you to
encompass.
Now, are we interested in having him come to make another presentation to us as he has in the past? You have a new board member. Mm-hmm. Have you heard from the insurance guy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard from the insurance? Have you been here when he comes and talks about what our insurances are?
I have not.
You were here, but it was been 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it may not be a bad idea.
If you want Wyatt
to
come out and talk.
He will do it.
He'll go over the policy line by line. He'll talk about exposure. He'll talk about what you're covered for. I think each board member is covered for up to about $6 million for liability, things like that. So, I mean, it's a pretty hefty policy. It seems to be pretty encompassing.
It's comprehensive.
Is there an accord that's appropriately attached to the policy right now?
Which say it again.
An accord just gives us the the general coverages like you just mentioned.
Oh, sure. Those. You mean like just like a policy that kind
of outlines? Just a cover sheet that just gives you a detail of millions of dollars of liability.
The new board member
used
a word called accord. What the hell is that?
It basically just is
it's
a summary of the policy, giving you the liability, the deductibles, the officer coverages, just lists coverages and exposure.
Yeah. We probably have one, but spoken like a true businessman.
Yeah, yeah. I think they call it a declaration.
Declaration of yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And Roger, we've done in the past Wyatt has come. We've asked
if
your firefighters would like to come and hear what's covered, because there are some benefits in this insurance package. So could
quite a few.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and you have a lot of new guys, right?
Yes.
Should we ask him to do 30 minutes on a training day when you have a lot of guys here, or is that cut into your training and that's a no-no?
No, that would be the most effective way to get.
But just have him really boil it down to. Say what he has to say and then answer questions kind of a thing?
Right.
Okay.
And we as a board could come that day too rather than having make two trips. Is that possible?
No, I'm open to that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well, you two guys live here.
Depends on the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's worth listening to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first time I saw him, is when he got his whiplash looking at our little ATV vehicle sitting over there.
Oh, right,
side.
Right.
He says, what's that?
Right, we had to get rid of that.
It took about 3 weeks to get rid of that sucker before he realized, because that was a big liability for us that we didn't realize. So, all right, so the insurance, we'll set that up during the next couple of coming months.
Yep.
And coincide it with Roger's training, if you don't mind the board showing up at your training.
First or third Saturday of any month.
Okay.
Okay. If we do it...
I do have a question.
Sure.
Regarding the insurance, is there a procedure to do general quoting on the insurance every period, or it's just look at the competitive rates?
No, good question. They are really the only game in town. Okay. And there's no one would go to anyone but this company.
Okay.
They're great, not just service, but their rates are unbeatable.
Good.
And coming from an insurance background, and being a cheapskate boy, I hunted, but no one can touch them. There's a bond that we have, a fidelity bond, which we just renewed, which is about $1,200 a year, but it covers us for our bank account. We've got about $150,000 in savings, and if for some reason it just disappears, if somebody writes a check for $50,000 and goes to Barbados, we're covered.
Okay.
So, I mean, that to me is kind of a big expense for a long shot, but boy, you know what, we would be crippled if a big chunk of money was to disappear from this fire department. And we're blessed to have so many generous people, but we have to just take this extra step to make sure that we're covering their interest, you know?
No, bonding insurance is a good thing. I think that's a money well spent.
Right, right. It's like having a lawyer in your pocket, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hate those guys, but boy.
Oh.
Right. He doesn't mean that. All right.
All right.
I get up early to come back.
Okay, so, yeah, the Volunteer Firefighter Insurance Service, I think, is the name of their company.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they insure firefighters all over the country.
Okay, gotcha. Right.
So, that's a good question, because, again, these things can easily just go by the wayside. Nobody wants to jump in, and for years you're overpaying, you know.
Right. Like
we just made a big change to our dumpster policies, and that was about $1,700 savings, you know.
Yeah.
But we eliminated something that was a big chunk of it, but deemed to be unnecessary. So
okay.
It's always nice to look every couple of years and make sure we're still on the same page, you know.
Good.
Right, get the best deal we can.
Okay. Anything else for old business? Something that I haven't put on here that you want to talk about that we've talked about before? Okay. New business. As we have a new signer, probably Russ was a signer on the bank account, and the secretary, I think, has a credit card. So we need to add you to Country Bank.
Okay.
So you want to make those arrangements with Country Bank, and I guess one of us who is already a signer.
I will help. I'll help. I'll give you information.
Okay.
I'll mail you information.
And this process generally involves all of us having to sign the same document. They just don't take your signature. They want us to make a new application with all four.
With a new signature
Rogers,
card.
With a new signature card.
Is it important for the secretary to be a signer? Has that ever come up where it was necessary?
No, he's used his credit card to buy things and do stuff, so yes.
Really? Okay. Mm. All right. Then the answer is yes.
But he's not so
that's
much.
That's Russ.
I never used it.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
my wife doesn't let me use my personal card, so I mean.
But I think this is only for the credit card. It's not necessarily for the bank account.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, the budget. This is Steve's bailiwick, I think. You went through this last year, Steve, and with Roger,
mm-hmm.
and it's time to start doing that again because we are already out of our budget. So
the process that we used last year was I asked Adam, once the fiscal year was wrapped up, if he would give us a printout month by month of what our actual versus our budget line by line was. Mm-hmm. And that way we could kind of time things a little bit more carefully, because in prior years we actually did a good job as far as hitting our budget numbers. It just sometimes was not timed sequentially, so we tried to do a little bit better job. Roger, who controls a big chunk of our budget expenditures, went through it first, gave me some feedback, and then I sat down with Adam and we went ahead and plugged it all in. And it all worked out pretty well in general. Like, if you take a look at the year-to-date numbers, they look pretty good. But on a month-by-month, we still had some issues with the time sequence of it. Just to give you an example, the newsletter. The newsletter varied, by a month or by what. And some of the expenses come in at the end of the month, and Adam doesn't pick them up until the following month. So we had those kind of minor issues. I think everybody here requested to have involvement before the budget was etched in jade, and I gave everybody a copy of the proposed budget, and everybody seemed to be fine with what Adam and I came up with. If anybody has improvements that we can go ahead and implement this year, I'd be glad to do it. If you feel comfortable, I will handle the budget as I did last year, try and time it in sequentially as best I can, taking into account, you know, when Walker Day is and when the newsletters are and the bingo and some of that stuff. But at the end of the day, like I say, I tend to go more by the year-to-date numbers
right.
than month-by-month.
Right.
Is it on an accrual basis when you do the calculation? So the expense is taken in the month that it's actually happens? So that sometimes the accountant can go back in and say it was a May expense. You know, it was recorded in June, but then you make the adjustment
to... We're a cash basis.
Or a cash basis.
Cash, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Without objection, that's the process we'll follow. Okay.
Well, I think on a cash basis, that's actually great because you just look at the variances and make the adjustments.
That's it.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. The merchandise. We had a little discussion about this in the executive session. The merchandise. We have some new plates ordered. Metal plates, painted.
License
plates. I didn't get small ones because I didn't see that size on their website. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if they do have them or not. They have them in plastic, they all, but we ordered these as metal. They're about $12. I sent Roger an example of a plate for the firefighters, separate. It says Volunteer Firefighter Walker, Arizona, and that you're going to maybe talk with your guys or come up with some sort of a design for something like that, because I think it would be a giveaway for them.
Yeah.
They're relatively inexpensive. Oh,
yeah. So I you know, showed it to one discerning eye who happens to live with me, and she made one suggestion, and then, yeah, I'll show it to the group at our training next week.
She wants a dog on it?
No.
Dog.
No, a few less words. Just busy with a lot of the words, right, she said, right. So maybe take a couple of words off, and, you know, Walker, Volunteer, Firefighter, maybe, but I'll show it to the group on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You know, I'm not married to any of these things that I come up with. It just takes something to start working and talking about it. But I think it would be a great one. I think you guys would like it. I know the firefighter that I'm closest to would like
it. I like the idea of a small plate people can put on their ATVs and things like that. I think that could be a good revenue generator. Everybody has ATVs.
Yeah, they have done that in the past with the plastic ones. I don't know if we can get the metal ones done or not. Again, they did that with the metal ones before, or were they plastic?
I've never seen a little one.
I think we may have one or two left. I have your bag, right?
Oh, yes, right.
It's in the back of my truck. Try not to leave today without it, okay? What?
$12? Is that the cost?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I had
No. They're like $5.67
or something. Good. That's what I had.
Plus, yeah.
Okay. So our retail might be around $12.
I would sell them for $20 because you're going to buy the.
Yeah, okay. Go for it. Go for it. Continue.
All right. I'm basically
because you have shipping costs.
Yeah. Oh, I understand.
All right. So it's the bear
cost. You divide
cost,
it out per.
And you're going to have taxes costs. So if you're going to make any money on them, you have to sell them for
now
at least $15.
I see what you mean.
Yeah,
correct.
And so. You know, this is a donation, so people should be happy to give more money, and it's not, it's just, it's, you're not
I
buying.
See. In
we
theory,
do, yeah, right,
yeah, in see. Theory okay. that works, yes.
All right.
Okay.
So, all right, yeah. We'll talk it over to Karen, who is going to
kind
of be the coordinator for the merchandise. She'll
Karen?
Be here, Karen Gonzalez, and they are, I think, part-time, but they're very active, good people. She's going to be here at 10 o'clock. We're going to take a quick run around and see what's going on with the merchandise. But we would like to have the merchandise out. Now, we have two Easy Ups that we own. I have two more that are personally owned that we usually bring down here for Walker Day. They cost about $150 at Costco. We still have these old shades that Charlie Hyman puts up. And we should probably sell those, right? You know,
if there's any value.
All but one of them. If there's some value, yeah.
Sure.
I think he'll buy one. I think he would like to have one. But we didn't put them out for the yard sale last year. They just didn't get out.
Right.
So let's think about that. And the same thing with those chairs. Put those out where people could buy those too.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie recommended or suggested that the Helping Hands Mission might like those chairs. take some of them. So,
okay.
I know we used them and they were good to have it, but they are miserable to move around, bulky to store.
Right.
And
right.
They're better off if they go away and we buy plastic chairs if we have to replace
them. Maybe we
chairs.
Will.
We're close to 100 chairs now, anyway.
And you mean that we have, yes, that we're constantly used or available. And those were just extras.
Yes.
And we replace them.
Right.
I guess I'll suggest that we assemble one or two of those large canopies, those big old ones that we have. And put a for sale sign on my, at Walker Day.
Okay,
and
do it out here in your yard sale.
In the yard
use
sale.
Use it for shade for the people that are there.
Correct, and if somebody says, man, I wouldn't mind buying that when you're all done, we'll
is
broom
the
it.
One with a take 6 minute and a board?
Yes, yes. Or we could put two of them out here and not have to build a gazebo. Just leave them out there. And see if anybody uses the thing, you know?
Well, I think it's the floor and, you know, not having to deal with the grass and stuff. All right. Anything else? Anything else anybody wants to bring from the board to the board meeting? All right. Community announcements. Firewise, WCAA. Got anything for Firewise, Lauren?
We haven't been billed by the county yet for the chipper. Mm-hmm. All the rest of the bills are paid.
Okay.
About $400 in the red.
You're $400 in the red?
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so
and
you...
We haven't been billed by the county yet. Last year it was $6,700.
Well, Lauren, when you're $400 in the red, is that your personal money?
No.
Okay. Well, do you
WCAA.
Want?
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
You're okay. All right. So, you know, we have this $10,000 budget limit that's involved. So, you know, don't hurt yourself.
It won't come anywhere close to that.
No, no. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Just a short grind that we had this year.
Okay, but it was still plenty. You know?
Oh, yeah, it was 19 rollers.
Yeah, plenty. Okay.
And you still have money left for grants, correct, for mitigation?
Yeah, this was a separate.
Right, right.
Okay. So do you have anything else planned about grants or anything for the future in terms of a grinder day or a chipper day, whatever you want to call it? Chipping
they've home. Changed the rules on this WFHF grant, and it's going to be pretty much impossible to comply with their rules unless we can get them to change them again. What they're asking us to do is identify each parcel we plan to do
for the mitigation
by GPS before we even know whether we have the grant or not. So that means talking to people, getting them on board, and then maybe 6 months later find out if we have the grant or not.
Okay.
And then wait up to 2 years to get their property mitigated.
Oh, wow.
And that's the county or the state?
Well, that's the federal.
Federal.
Yeah. Huh. So we've gone to the state and appealed it, and they passed it off as a federal requirement. So I don't know if we're going to be able to participate in that particular grant next year. The Title III grant, the county grant, has not allowed us in the past 2 years to use those funds for chipper days.
Hmm.
And I'm appealing that as well because I know they provide roll-offs for Groom Creek.
Ah, okay. All right. So there's no grant necessarily identified as Chip and Haul grants, right? There are
not
grants
for
other things. And okay.
Not
all right. So that's something we could consider in our budget if we want to try to keep that in the budget and continue to do it. I think it's a great program. I don't see any reason why it can't be done. It does... I know, help alleviate the fire danger, and I think that's that's a function of the fire department. Even though I think it would be important to be able to have it again,
as long as
Lauren is willing to put up and do the work.
Lauren, could I pose a question? I was wondering what was the cost for the estimated cost for the chip.
Well, I'd say last year was $6,700 and change.
Okay.
This year we didn't. We didn't grind as much,
mm-hmm.
So I expect it's going to be probably in the $4,000 range.
Okay.
If they bill us,
yeah.
I'm not going to push them.
Yeah, right.
This could extend past the end of the grant period.
But have you buy a car
and
for
if
me?
That happens, I'm not sure what.
What we do? Okay.
Yeah.
Any other announcements? Do you have any WCAA announcements, Lauren? Do you have anything?
Well, we have a Sunday-Saturday coming up.
Okay.
Or Saturday-Sunday, I guess.
Sunday-Saturday.
Sunday-Saturday.
Yeah.
Coming up on July the 2nd.
And there'll be, is there going to be another chili cook-off this year?
Yeah, it'll be in the fall.
In the fall? That was great. That was a great party. Wow.
Okay. Okay, anybody have anything to say, address to the board? Russ?
No.
Is there a public forum? Is that where
public forum. We're public forum.
Unless can I apologize somewhere. For my lawyer slam at this point?
You can, but don't bother.
All right. You do it humbly.
I understand. With love.
Question. Most governmental places set the budget before the new year starts.
Right, right.
So it seems like maybe we ought to think about next time setting the new budget in May.
Like some people buy Christmas gifts before Christmas.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like they're getting city tax dollars. We're kind of on what we hope to learn from last year and hope to have be able to spend this year. Yeah.
Right.
Second thing on the gazebo, I may think you're going to have to insure it, but obviously ask the insurance agent.
Right, if they're even willing.
You know, I would think if you want to do it, you could sort of come under the thing that you need a triage area, or if we did have a big fire, you don't really want everybody hanging around the firehouse, you know, that it might
be a respite area.
Exactly, and I think you could put it in your budget. And then on the chipper thing, you know, we've never really particularly pushed donations, but I mean, if we don't have money for it, we could just do it, but ask people to
do an ask.
Yeah, you know, bring a pickup truck worth of stuff down here. Give us $5. You spend that in gas driving it down to the county.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
Well, we did receive $40 in the mailbox.
All right.
Right on, man. Wow.
We had a thermometer and we collected $1,900 this year toward the chipping hall.
Wow. Okay. Great.
Okay. Great. Good.
That's good.
Okay. You want to address Bill's comments, which the board, which you already did.
Huh? Why don't you take care of that?
Go ahead. No,
address away.
I think it's fine. Yeah. You know, those are good. Those are good points. The budget. Okay, we're not a governmental agency, so we don't have to comply with all that crap.
But it makes sense.
We adopt the budget. You know, discontinue the budget that we had the year before. But yeah, it's probably a good idea to go through the budget process ahead of time. Good business practice. You're welcome to join the board anytime you like.
A couple of years.
And how many years have you been saying that?
Yeah. And the gazebo is going to be one of those things that's going to, there's going to be some love hate, about that. There's already been a history there with this thing. I think that it's, it can be a great idea. There can be some drawbacks to it, as people are going to point out to us, I'm sure. We're going to have to work our way through those things, and that will be a community effort for sure. You know, this will have to be solely from the community, donations from the community to target for that. And our worry has always been that once we do those kinds of targeted donations, that it reduces the donations that we get at the fire department.
Right, right.
So,
may offer a proposal that maybe consider the WCAA, since they have community in their name.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, maybe they kind of take a thing on maybe the drawn up, maybe help them get the money together, and then we do our due diligence with the
property and insurance,
property
and all
insurance
that.
And stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure.
Make it a dual, we both of us work together.
I think that's going to be that's how it's going to work for sure. Mm-hmm. Karen? Just
hey,
stuck her head in the door.
Hey.
You have anything you want to address the board with? Complain about something? You want to congratulate us
awesome.
On something?
Nice.
Oh, see.
Nice.
Karen
perfect
Gonzalez
timing.
Says we
He's
do awesome.
Yeah.
Louder for the
So
machine.
We've got 3 minutes if you need it, Bill.
No, we don't have any
I'd
minutes,
like
so.
To make a motion to wrap
whoop,
this thing up.
Whoop.
Oh, whoa.
And just, Russ, can Ed and I possibly meet with you for just a few minutes after the meeting?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now.
Okay, so now I have to present Terry Piskey asks retired board member Russ Courtney if he will help.
Temporarily retired.
Okay. Russ agreed, right?
Injured reserve.
Now we would entertain it. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
All right, you got it.
Johnny
I'll make
O'Bruce.
The motion.
I'll second.
Oh,
whoa.
Yes.
Terry,
you fell asleep on
that?
That was big. He was quick.
Oh, my
God.
Any discussion about adjournment? All
like
in favor?
Aye.
All
right. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure I got this turned off before we say anything else.
Yes. That's the shirt. Oh. Yeah.